Chapter 5. Embrace discipline daily. Motivation gets you going. Discipline keeps you growing. Everyone wants to be encouraged. Everyone enjoys being inspired. But here's the truth when it comes to personal growth. Motivation gets you going, but discipline keeps you growing. It doesn't matter how talented you are. It doesn't matter how many opportunities you receive. If you want to grow, consistency is key. How to grow in consistency? If you want to become more disciplined and consistent in your performance, you need to become more disciplined and consistent in your growth. How can you do that? By knowing the what, how, why, and when of personal improvement. Take some time to consider the following four questions about your growth. 1. Do you know what you need to improve? All the time I see people with purpose who are inconsistent in their progress. They have the ambition to succeed and they show aptitude for their job, yet they do not move forward. Why? Because they think they can master their job and don't need to master themselves. What a mistake. Your future is dependent on your personal growth. Improving yourself daily guarantees you a future filled with possibilities. The more tuned in you are to your purpose, and the more dedicated you are to growing toward it, the better your chances of reaching your potential, expanding your possibilities, and doing something significant. 2. Do you know how you are supposed to improve? Do you have a handle on how to improve yourself? I have 4 very simple suggestions that can get you started. Match your motivation to your personality type. Not everyone gets motivated the same way or is motivated by the same things. To give yourself a fighting chance to become consistent in your growth, start by leveraging your personality type to get yourself going. There are dozens of personality profiles and systems that people use. I like the one based on the classic personality types that has been taught by Florence Littauer. Phlegmatic. Strengths: easygoing and likable. Weakness: inertia. When you're phlegmatic, motivate yourself by finding the value in what you need to do. When phlegmatics see the value in doing something, they can be one of the most tenacious, meaning stubborn, of all personality types. Choleric. Strengths: take charge easily and make decisions quickly. Weakness: refuse to participate when not in charge. If you are choleric, motivate yourself by focusing on the choices you can make. Every person is in charge of his own growth. Choose how you will grow and stick with it. Sanguine. Strengths: fun-loving and often the life of every party. Weakness: easily distracted. If you're sanguine, motivate yourself to grow by making a game of it. If that seems impossible, then give yourself rewards for incremental successes. Melancholic. Strengths: perfectionist with great attention to detail. Weakness: afraid of making mistakes. If you are melancholic, motivate yourself by focusing on the joy of learning details and the potential for developing a level of mastery over your subject matter. As you can see, every personality type has its strengths. You just need to tap that strength in your personality to set yourself up for success when it comes to motivation. Start with the simple stuff. When you attempt too much too soon, you're almost guaranteed to fall short of your desired results. That is demotivating. The secret to building motivational momentum is to start small with the simple stuff. Begin by setting goals that are worthwhile but highly achievable. Master the basics. Then practice them every day without fail. Small disciplines repeated with consistency every day lead to great achievements gained slowly over time. If you want to grow, don't try to win big. Try to win small. Be patient. If you're an American, as I am, you may agree that as a culture, we have a problem with patience. We want everything fast. We live in a country with fast food restaurants and fast weight loss clinics. How ironic. When I give the advice to be patient, I am the person who most needs to take it. Impatience is one of my greatest weaknesses. I think it comes from having unrealistic expectations for myself and others. Everything I want to do takes longer than I anticipate. Every endeavor I lead is more difficult than I believed it would be. Every project I attempt costs more than I expected. Every task I hand off to another person is more complicated than I hoped. Some days I believe that patience is a minor form of despair disguised as a virtue. Maybe you are similar to me. Most people never realize how close they are to achieving significant things because they give up too soon. Everything worthwhile in life takes dedication and time. The people who grow and achieve the most are the ones who harness the power of patience and persistence. Value the process. One of the best things you can do for yourself as a learner is to cultivate the ability to value and enjoy the process of growth. It is going to take a long time, so you might as well enjoy the journey. You can visualize tomorrow using it as motivation to grow, but if you want to actually grow, your focus needs to be on today. If you value today and find a way to enjoy it, you will invest in today. And the small steps you take today will lead to the bigger steps you take someday.